This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 13th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Keep an eye on our website today for updates on last night's crash of a Bombardier -8400 on approach to Buffalo Niagara International Airport. All we knew as of the deadline for this Aerocast was that there was no distress call before what appears to have been a near vertical impact. The Colgan Air Continental Connection Flight 3407 was on approach about 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time when controllers suddenly lost contact. Weather was reported 3 miles visibility and light snow with pyreps for icing. The plane hit a home in suburban Clarence Center, less than 5 miles off airport. There were early reports of one fatality on the ground and 2 others injured. All 48 souls aboard the plane are presumed lost. We'll have updates at aero-news.net. Teledyne Continental Motors says some cylinders on its newer 6-cylinder engines recently started turning up with small cracks around the fuel injection and spark plug bosses. The company says the problem has been traced to one specific production tool which left a finned area of the cylinders too thin. A total of 36 cylinders have turned up with the cracks, all found during routine maintenance, and all with 430 hours or more logged. TCM yesterday responded with a voluntary recall of 9,600 cylinders manufactured since November of 2007. TCM says it will cover parts and labor, but spokesman Mac Little answered no comment when asked if the company would seek damages from the vendor who supplied the castings. Find a complete list of affected engines and other information at aero-news.net. You can also hear a recording of the press conference in today's Aero News special feature. The U.S. Department of Transportation says a downward trend in airline passenger traffic continued in November. DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics reported yesterday that the number of domestic and international passengers on scheduled U.S. airlines was down 12.8% compared with November 2007. That's the largest decrease since January 2002, following 9/11. It was also the ninth consecutive month in which numbers declined year to year. You can find more details on the report at aero-news.net. With business jet manufacturers announcing production cuts, ripples are spreading. Pratt & Whitney Canada will lay off up to 1,000 workers, or about 10% of its total workforce, due to the drop-off in orders for business jets. The Associated Press reports the layoffs will start in a few months. The company says, quote, "Many of our clients that manufacture business aircraft have reduced production levels and laid off people. It has a direct impact on our operations at Pratt & Whitney Canada." Just a year ago, things were very different. Pratt & Whitney was on track to record a 5.5% increase in yearly operating profits. On Tuesday, a defunct Russian military satellite collided with an active Iridium communications satellite in Earth orbit, about 490 miles above northern Siberia. Nicholas Johnson, the chief scientist for orbital debris at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, told CBS News surveillance networks are tracking a large cloud of debris containing 600 or more pieces. He said NASA is unsure whether the International Space Station is at risk. Iridium says its 60-plus satellite constellation has adequate redundancy to remain fully operational. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta works to make its regionals more consistent. Ed Bolin addresses the bizjet bashers in Congress. And the Smithsonian says, yep, it was Canada geese. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, hear a recording of the actual press conference at which Teledyne Continental Motors announced the recall of 9,600 engine cylinders. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.